honor and the privilege of ministering your word, and we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn in your Bibles to the 37th Psalm, Psalm 37. And, Psalm 37 has been on my heart repeatedly. And I have ministered from this psalm over the years. And it's a wonderful psalm. Praise God. But I think it fits, really fits, where we are now. Now, don't get me wrong. The Word of God fits, period, okay? But I think we can receive something that will be a blessing to us. So I ask that you open your heart, open your ears. Hallelujah. And to some degree, to some degree, I will go verse by verse. But I'll tell you right now, there are other references that we will go to, but then we'll come back to Psalm 37. So if you want a subject, title, just say Psalm 37. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So, how many of you know God cares about you? Amen. Yeah, amen. God cares about us. And if we will go to his word, follow his instruction, God will walk us, lead us through every situation. Through the thick, through the thin, through the valley, over the hill, whatever the case may be, God will lead us. Amen. So let's go ahead and start this at verse 1. Now, Psalm 37 is a psalm of David. Glory to God. God used that man mightily. And let me tell you this before we go any further. God is so good. If God was willing to use David, in spite of his faults and his failures and his very bad decisions sometimes, God will use you. One thing, I'm going to get back to Psalm 37, but I want to say this because this is on my heart. One thing we know about David is that he didn't stay where he was. He repented of his sins before God, didn't he? Yeah, he did. He did some awful things, but he repented of his sins before God. And God used him for his glory. What am I saying? Doesn't matter about your past. If you will repent of your sins, and of course, if you're not born again, you need to get born again. But if you will repent of your sins, get born again, repent, surrender yourself to God, he will use you. I won't go into all of them, but I'll tell you about one more that God used mightily. God used David mightily. Praise God. Paul, the Apostle Paul, persecuting the Christians, the church. He was present when Stephen was martyred. But on the way to persecute some more Christians on the Damascus Road, he had a meeting with Jesus. Having a meeting with Jesus will change your life. Yes, it will. I don't care who you are. And it changed his life. He was a big sinner, but it changed his life. And God used him to preach the gospel. Matter of fact, his main calling was to the Gentiles, the non-Jews, to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God used him to write most of the letters to the churches and to pastors and individuals in the New Testament. If God will use David, and if God, let me say that this way, if God used David, and if God used Paul, and if God used many others, Abraham was another one. He wasn't perfect, but God used him. Amen. He'll use us. Amen. Yes, he will. Now let's get back to where I was. Psalm 37, like I told you, Psalm 37 is a psalm of David. And let these verses encourage you. Like I say, I'll be going to some other places. So let me go ahead and pull my ribbon out now because I'll be coming back to 37. How many of you know that we're still on the earth? Amen? How many of you know you're still on earth? Raise your hand. All right. Amen. I know you might think, well, that's a silly question, but we're still on the earth. And because we're on the earth, we experience different things. We see different things. We hear different things. And a lot of what we see and hear as believers, we're not pleased with. Amen. We're not pleased with. I think I shared Sunday a while back that Jesus prayed for us. And he prayed to the Father that he don't take us out of the world because we need to be here to preach the gospel, to share Jesus. So you say, I'm not praying that you take them out of the world, but I pray that you keep them from the evil. But glory to God, there's coming a time we won't be in the world. Hallelujah. We won't have to deal with some of the things we're dealing with right now. Glory be to God. So, since we are in the world, we don't want to become like the world, right? So verse 1 says, do not fret. because of evildoers, excuse me, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. You see that? I want to break this down a little bit for you. Like I say, I'll be going verse by verse somewhat. First thing he says is don't fret. Don't fret. In other words, stop worrying. Stop being anxious. Don't get stressed out. I say, don't get stressed out. Hallelujah. And whatever you do, don't become angry. Because of what you see going on around you, and it looked like they're getting away with it. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Put that on the screen for me, please. We see this in the New Testament. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Hallelujah. Listen what the Word of God says. You've heard me go over this verse quite often. Be anxious. The King James Version says, Authorized King James Version says, be careful. But it means be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer. So what should we be doing? Praying. Say what? Praying. We should be praying in the midst of everything that's going on. We should be praying. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. Everybody say everything. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You know, our country has a lot of problems. A lot of problems. And we need to be praying, right? We don't need to get anxious and upset. We need to pray. But we need to also, listen to me, we need to also thank God for our country. Thank God for our country. You need to love your country. Amen?
Amen?
This is home. We need to love our country and we need to pray for those that are in authority. That doesn't mean you agree with them, all of them. Doesn't mean you voted for all of them. But the Word of God commands that we pray for all of them. You may have voted for some of them, but we pray for all of them. That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, able to continue to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be praying. So let me start over here. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Give me verse 7, please. Listen at this. Listen at this. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart. Look at someone and tell them, say, guard your heart. Proverbs says, for out of it are the issues of life. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart. You can't defeat a person at peace, because that person is trusting God. That person is walking by faith. Jesus is a good example of that. As they were going to the other side, remember, he got in the boat and went to sleep right in the midst of the storm. He went to sleep. They got upset at him, but he went to sleep. And when it came time, he took care of business. Sometimes we need to be sensitive. Listen to me on this. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit as we follow God. To know, y'all ready for this? To know when to take care of business. Amen. Remember Lazarus? He died, didn't he? And Mary and Martha, they was upset. One said, Lord, you know, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. Think about this for a moment. But Jesus knew when to take care of business. He didn't say, no, I better stay in town because Lazarus is going to die. Nope, he didn't do that. But he did the will of his Father. And let me tell you something. When we are led by the Spirit of God, I've had people tell me, you're slow. I wish you'd do this, and I wish you'd do that, and I wish you'd do the other. One of the things that I have learned, and I got lots more to learn, all of us do, but one thing I've learned, that when you get anxious, you make mistakes. Are you here? When you get anxious, oh Lord, oh my, this happened, that happened, whoa, we got to do something. That's the time to calm down and hear God. Jesus knew what was going to happen. He was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. And we still talking about it, preaching about it. And he raised him from the dead. He was stinking. By that time, he stinketh. But Jesus raised him from the dead, told him to take the grave clothes off of him. Glory to God. All right, where was I? But anyway, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Whatever you do, walk in the peace of God. And I'll be the first to tell you, it ain't always easy. It's not easy when the boat's rocking, the wind's blowing, water's coming in the boat. If you don't believe me, ask the disciples. So that's the time to stand your ground and be sensitive to God. pray in the Holy Ghost. You still here? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Because fear will try to creep in. It'll try. It'll try to find a way in. But we must take a stand and be sensitive. And remember the word of God that you have planted on the inside of you. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, you're still here. So, all right. I told you we're going to be moving around a little bit. So let's go back to Psalms 37. So it says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity." So it says, "Do not fret," which means don't worry, don't be anxious, stressed out, becoming angry, and etc. You know. Because of what other folks are doing. Who are the evildoers? They are the ones that are living a sinful life, devilish things, they're doing things that God hate, or even doing things to harm other people. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, maybe you have, but I just thought I'd throw this out here. But you know, in English, if you take the letter D and set it in front of the word evil, what do you have? Devil. Now, I don't know if you thought of that or not. You probably have. I thought that was rather interesting. Well, I just want to share it with you. Amen. But anything evil, he is behind it. But we can't allow what he's doing to get us into fear, to allow us to become angry. Let's stay at peace with God. Let's continue to stand on God's word. Let's continue to have close fellowship with him. And let's be sensitive to the leadership of his spirit. Glory to God. Now listen to this one. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of what? Iniquity. Iniquity is simply lawlessness. And we're seeing it all over this country. Matter of fact, we're seeing it all over the world. The workers of iniquity have no respect for the laws of God and no respect for the laws of the land. And that's the time we're living in right now. We're living in the time when they call evil, call good evil and evil good. That's the time we're living in. Let's go there. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians. I told you we'll move from place to place, but we'll go back to Psalm 37. Probably won't get very far tonight, but we'll get there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. listen what it says in verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness or iniquity, I believe the King James Version says iniquity. Am I right? Tell me if I'm right. Yeah, okay. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Now, that's talking about the day that we are living in now. When you look at the news or read newspaper or whatever, and you hear about all this stuff going on around the country, stealing, killing, raping, all that stuff, breaking laws, the laws of the land. See, that's the time we're living in. Matter of fact, here's what I want to do. I think this will bless you, or at least help you see where we are. Let's go back to verse 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says, now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, what's he talking about here? Huh? The rapture, yeah, the catching away of the church, yeah. Our gathering together unto him, to him, we ask you not to be what? Soon shaken in mind. Now that sounds just like Psalm 37:1, doesn't it? Don't fret. Don't get upset. Don't become anxious. Don't be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had already come. Hallelujah. How many of you know, even today, listen to me, even today, there are some that's trying to change the Bible, add things in there. That's the reason I tell people, you know, be careful what you read. Matter of fact, can I give you some good advice? Always keep you a hard copy that you know is right. Amen. Keep your hard, matter of fact, I say have some hard copies. I still have my Bibles from when we were going, Tony, when we were going to church together. I still have those Bibles. And I plan on keeping them. Now, some folks tried to mislead the people into thinking that the resurrection had already passed and trying to destroy the faith of some. It's the same today. Don't receive just any and everything. Know the Word of God. Let me say that again. Know the Word of God. If it was a sin 100 years ago, is still a sin today. If it was right 100 years ago, guess what? It's still right today. Amen. So let's read on. Let me read verse 2 again. Not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had already come. Some was writing letters saying that he had. Look at verse 3. Let no one deceive you. Say amen.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come. Will not come unless the falling away comes first, the apostasy. How many of you know people that used to be fired up for God? Some of them are even denying the one that they said that they believed in. Wonder what happened. Some of them are ministers. We know some that was fired up for God at one time. Preached to God's people, taught God's people. Today they no longer believe in him. That's just a sign of the times. Sign of the times that we're living in. Verse 3 again, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come. That's catching away of the church, will not come unless the falling away comes first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple, showing himself that he is God. That's the Antichrist he's talking about here. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know. Get this, you ready? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. And now listen to this again. And now you know what is restraining. He says, the Bible says we know. Do you know? If you think you know, raise your hand. But be honest. All right. A few hands. Huh? What's the question? All right. Amen. Let me read it again. Verse 6. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. And my question is, what is restraining? What's being restrained, and who's doing the restraining? Or what's doing the restraining? You got it. It's the church. It's the church. The Antichrist cannot be revealed to the world while the church is on the earth. We're the restraining force. We're the restraining force. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know, some believe, Pastor, it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that's restraining. But you have to understand something. The Holy Spirit works through the church. And once the church is gone, folks are still going to get saved. Exactly right. He's going to still be here. The church will be gone. That's us. But the Spirit of God will still be here. Matter of fact, he is everywhere present anyway. He's everywhere present anyway. Glory be to God. I got to move on. I'm not getting very far. But let me finish this, and we'll revisit this later. All right, so verse 6 again, I need to go ahead and wind this up. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. Listen to this. For the mystery of lawlessness or iniquity is already at work. That's what I read earlier. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Did you grab that? Let me read to you again. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains, that's the church, will do so until he's taken out of the way. Raptured out of here. Caught away out of here. Glory to God. And then, everybody say, and then.
And then.
Say it again.
And then.
That means it's not going to happen. Verse 8 is not going to happen before verse 7. And then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Hallelujah. And that's at the end of the tribulation, by the way. Seven-year tribulation. Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and what? Lying wonders. Now let me tell you something else. I'm getting ready to quit. Just because someone works a miracle doesn't mean they're of God. Matter of fact, Jesus said there's going to be many that say, Lord, Lord, we did mighty works in your name, and we did this, and we did that. What did Jesus say? Depart from me, you what? Workers of iniquity, or you workers of lawlessness? I could stay right there for another 20 minutes, but I won't tonight. But during the tribulation, there's going to be lying miracles, lying wonders, and folks are going to fall for it. But let me say this. Some of it's going on right now. That's the reason it's so important for us to stay with the Word of God. Amen. But not get upset. Don't lose heart. When you look around you and see those that are lawless, doing their thing, anything they feel like they're big enough to do. But don't you get jealous of them and fall into the same trap. Amen. You might know somebody that's getting filthy rich because they sell drugs or they cheat, steal, or do whatever they may do. Don't you do it. God is still God. And he has not lost the recipe for manna. And he knows how to meet our every need. That's the reason I love Psalm 37. We're going to deal with some more of that as we go on. Amen. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to us, your love for us. Hallelujah. May we walk in peace, live in peace, even though there may be turmoil around us. May we live in peace.